Hey friends, welcome to my daily update video. Today is Friday, September 30th. I trust you're having a really great day. Hey, in a few moments, I want to just share some thoughts on prayer and how we actually learn to pray. Are you a good prayer? Is anybody? But how we can learn to pray. Hey, before we do that, some housekeeping things. As usual, if you're new to my YouTube channel, please hit the subscribe button down there. Secondly, look at the links below. I have some courses, new courses on my ministry school, including next week we'll be going live with a monthly mentoring day, like a live Zoom day. So if you're interested in that, it would be really great to have you on board. If you haven't yet signed up for our email newsletter, why not do that? There'll be a link below. We have a free 3-hour teaching on living from the secret place that we'd love to send you as a gift when you sign up for that. Let me give you a few dates as well. Tomorrow, that's October the 1st, I will be in Parma, Mass, doing an evening of worship and prophetic, teaching on the prophetic, moving in the gifts of the Spirit in Parma, Massachusetts. That's at 7 p.m. October the 2nd, Sunday, I'll be in Sturbridge in the morning at 10 a.m., Norwalk, Connecticut at 4 p.m., details on my website. Monday, October the 3rd, flying to the UK through Ireland, and I'll be in the UK for about 8 days there. Looking forward to being with friends in Manchester, Liverpool, and also London town. So, good. Hey, in November, I'll be doing a conference in Ireland as well on the border between North and the Republic of Ireland, an all-Ireland faith believers conference. So I'd love to have you on board for some of those. Good. Hey, let me talk real quick today about prayer. So I'm thinking about prayer. I'm going to be teaching on prayer this weekend in my churches. And, you know, I was just thinking a lot about Luke 11, where the disciples come to Jesus and they say, "Lord, teach us to pray." Hi, Dylan. Teach us to pray. And, you know, in one sense, the first step to learning to pray is possibly realizing you don't pray that well. I think in one sense, imagine Jewish boys, pretty much teenagers, early 20s possibly, living 2,000 years ago. If you would have come to them before Jesus, if you went to most Orthodox Jews and said, "Do you know how to pray?" they'd probably say, "That's the one thing we know how to do." I don't know if you've ever seen or remember seeing the movie Fiddler on the Roof. It's a musical, actually, a play originally. They made a movie out of it with Topol. And there's a point in the movie where the son-in-law, the tailor, gets a new sewing machine and goes to the rabbi of the village and says, "Tell me, is there a prayer for sewing machines?" And it's like the rabbi goes, like scratches his head and goes, "Of course, there's a prayer for everything." And you know, that just, I'm complimenting my Jewish friends when I say that. But Jews know how to pray really well. And then along comes Jesus. And these disciples hang out with Jesus for a season. And as they're with him, they suddenly realize he prays differently than we pray. When he prays, stuff happens. When he prays, heaven moves. Yeah? I remember hearing a story from a rabbi who became a believer in Jesus the Messiah. This rabbi used to work at Belsen concentration camp in the Second World War. And, you know, every day he'd have to read the psalm over the bodies of people that had been slaughtered that day. Can you imagine anything so horrible? Every day, the point is he'd read the psalm that says, "We lift up our eyes to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our health comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." And he'd say inside of his heart, there was this cry that said, "But no help came. We cried and help didn't come." And he said one day after a few months, there were two girls that were sent to the camp by the Red Cross who were Christians. And they began praying every day, and they invited this rabbi if he'd like to come and pray with them. Now, he didn't believe in Jesus in that sense, but he was so starved of, you know, just warmth and fellowship that he wanted to pray with somebody who at least believed in the God of Israel. And he began noticing when these girls prayed, things happened. They'd pray for a piece of equipment. They'd pray for somebody's life to be saved. They'd pray for something, and things began happening. And this guy began noting the prayers and then crossing off the answer to prayer. And after a few months, he came to them and he said, I want you to explain something to me. He said to these young ladies, teenage girls working with the Red Cross, he says, you ladies have an edge on Jehovah. When you pray, he hears. When I pray, nothing seems to happen. And they said, we have a secret. And he said, what's the secret? They said, we come to the Father in the name of Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah. And come on, the disciples come to the Lord and they say, teach us to pray. And Andrew Murray wrote a book years ago, With Christ in the School of Prayer. And my thought with you today isn't so much that I'm going to teach you how to pray, but rather we should be going to the Lord. Our first step should be teach us how to pray. I remember years ago being in Ireland and hearing a diagnosis of somebody in my family who was born, and the doctors said they thought this person had Down syndrome. And I went to pray about the situation, and I was just intrinsically aware how, you know, theoretically, theologically, I had a faith that said God can do everything except this, and how big that condition was compared with where my faith really was. And I remember just going to this thing saying, like, I don't even know how to begin to pray for this situation. Lord, teach us to pray. So that's my encouragement to you today. I find a lot of Christians, if you really like pump them up with some truth drug, would say prayer is boring and I hardly ever do it, don't really like doing it. Nobody's ever really allowed to say that in church, except God likes us to be real. Yeah. I remember once years ago, it's about 5 a.m. I'm praying and it's like coffee is dribbling down my chin, figuratively speaking. It's like I'm just miserable. And I'm praying and I'm going through the routine and, you know, it's like halfway through I looked up and I said, Lord, I'm just really bored here. And it's straight away, it's like the Lord spoke to me and said, well, if you're bored, why do you think I'm enjoying this? And God wanted me to be real with him. He wants you to be real with him. And I believe if we will come to him and say, Lord, begin teaching me how to pray. Begin instructing me. You know, in that situation with that medical condition with Downs, the Lord began teaching me how to pray for that situation. And it has nothing to do with the person, the medical condition, or whatever. It had to do with me fellowshipping with him until I arrived at a place in my own heart where I could believe that he could do this. Not in my head where I could believe that theologically, but where I could actually believe. And after about a week of fasting and prayer, I prayed, and the Lord said, that's it. Problem solved. No Down syndrome. You don't need to be worried about this. And there's joy and peace in believing. You know you're in faith because you get joy and peace at the end of it. You've got it. And, you know, medical science caught up with what God said, long story short. But it's my encouragement to you today. Start a journey. Begin a prayer life with the Lord. Don't live in that no man's land of, like, oh, I'm no good at this. And we'll learn, but go to the best teacher in the world with Christ in the school of prayer. Thanks for watching, guys. Hope that's a blessing to you. Have a really wonderful day. I hope to see some of you at these meetings in New England or in the UK next week. And drop me a line. Let me know if I can pray for you. And bless you. Bye for now.